14, top three park marketing priorities. April Larson, the marketing coordinator, is joining us virtually. There she is. Hello, April. When you're ready, go ahead and begin.
Good afternoon, commissioners, Madam Chair and Secretary Roebling. April Larson, I am the marketing coordinator with Game Fish and Parks, and I'm actually joining you today. I'm going to take a second to acknowledge Roy Lake State Park. We're currently hosting our Becoming an Outdoor Family, and I'm going to share my screen real quick with you. I'm pretty excited that we have some great activities going on, if you're able to see these pictures. We had some great catches today, so the fish are biting out at Roy Lake, which is really exciting. We've been able to hold archery today. We had hikes. We actually had families go out to Stecha Hollow, some hiking classes, and look at birds, so that was really fun. And we have currently about a dozen kayaks and canoes out on the lake currently, so that's really fun. So what I'm really here to talk to you about today is our three marketing priorities. I know this was something that our director was really looking forward to being able to present to you as well. This is a big effort that we're really trying to really take a hard look at our marketing efforts currently with state parks and how we can kind of innovate what we're doing to get a little bit more of that word out, to increase the nights in modern lodging, to get more reservations and more folks into the park for fall camping, and then increasing day use of our parks as well. If you're following along, this is page 31 in your book. And on here, I just wanted to give you a brief kind of update on where we're looking at going. With modern lodging, we have a lot of opportunity here with those recent purchases, such as Royal Lake that I'm at right now, and being in Suite 17, which recently got an update. So there's a brand new pretty couch. There's two beds in here. There's a full bathroom. There's a full kitchen, so a full refrigerator and everything. So there are great amenities, and we want to make sure that folks know about this opportunity. So what we're looking to do with modern lodging, we're looking at doing some targeted digital advertisements to get a little bit more of that word out to increase some of the nights. Being we are, we do have an opportunity for individuals to stay in these modern lodges all year round. They are open not only during the peak camping season, but they are also available, such as Royal Lake, to be able to come up and do like ice fishing in the winter and still have that hot shower and that warm bed to sleep in at night. That's a great opportunity that we're looking with the targeted digital ads to really better understand more of our markets, to figure out who is all kind of interested in coming here. But we're also going to be targeting to get those nights up. So we're really looking at targeting specifically some of those major population centers. So we're going to be doing a lot more constructing that, telling our story and getting folks into the park. Something else that we've taken on this year is we have literature that's out in the South Dakota Interstate and Highway Visitor Centers. So while you're traveling down I-90, if you stop into one of the visitor centers, our promotional rack card about our modern lodging is there this year. And I have been finding that I've been receiving quite a few requests to replenish these. So I know that folks are grabbing them, which is really excited to see on my front as well. We're also looking at, and we have started to launch, some automation emails. So this is one of the great efforts that we have with Grant, our e-commerce site. They're really known for their marketing efforts, and with it they've had the opportunity to bring in Atlas, a program that allows us to create and then target our specific customers to let them know about different opportunities. So we did launch three different series first here within the last week and a half, 2 weeks, and one of the targeted series is when someone purchases a park entrance license, they will receive a series of three emails. And in those emails are promoting not only these three priorities, but one of them specifically talks about our modern lodging as well. And this is really exciting because I just had Brad pull numbers on the success rate of these, and we're sending anywhere between a little over 1,000 over to 3,000 per email so far, just within the last week or two. And the open rate is well over 40% for everyone. So we know that there's a lot of engagement, excitement. Folks are interested in opening these emails, which is really exciting. We have some additional efforts that we're continuing with Modern Lodging as well, having a lot of conversations with that too, with the park leadership and park staff, trying to better understand and better target within that, so we're getting more efficient. The second one is fall camping. This one, we have a lot of opportunity for folks to camp in the fall. A couple of those major targets that we're really working on getting them into the park would be a lot of our anglers and hunters, especially in the fall. And I know as a camper myself, I really love to camp in the fall when it's a little bit cooler out and I'm able to have more campfires and roast marshmallows. So we're gonna be doing some additional targeted messaging for fall camping. One of those automation emails that we have now in play is for lapsed reservation holders. So what that means is if I reserve a campsite and I go out to the park today, as of tomorrow when I leave the park, I'm now a lapsed camper. So once we become lapsed for a couple of months, they will get an email saying, hey, don't forget, you want to go camping, here's your resources to come to the park. So it's a way to get that kind of in front and keeping in the minds of our users for fall camping. We also have an automation email now built, talking that will go out for our birthdays, so saying happy birthday, and we're really encouraging kind of day use within that, but we also have some additional promotion within the emails as well. We also have additional dedicated articles in our, we'll be having a dedicated article in our fall camping in our handbook this coming year, and then possibly looking to do some more digital targeted ads for fall camping as well. And then for day use, one of the opportunities we really have, especially with our new e-commerce platform, is marketing the ability to reserve picnic shelters. But even as I'm at Roy Lake, we also have some additional great opportunities where folks can even rent a pontoon boat, and we have a lot of other day use opportunities with different rentals, and then also the amenities and opportunities within the park. So we're looking at continuing to get out kind of that awareness and also increasing the bookings of those picnic shelters and everything. And again, we're doing that a lot through those automation emails, a lot of targeted emails. Right now we are sending out a weekly park newsletter email blast. So that again is letting folks know about all the events and programs that are happening in the park. And then with that, we also have the additional park theme. So this year, as you're probably well aware, we have the Trails Are Calling theme. So we're looking into next year now too. We're gonna be switching gears to talk about fishing in the park. So we have a lot going on. There's a lot of exciting times. Just becoming more efficient, more targeted. We're having a lot of internal questions on how do we make our resources more accessible to our users so they are aware of all these great opportunities. And with that, I will take any questions you may have.
Any questions for April? Seeing none. Very good. Thank you. Great presentation, April. We appreciate all the information.
Thank you.
All right, team.